JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Food for the Poor helps in the fight against mosquito-borne diseases. And later, our Reggae Month Did You Know feature. Let's go Roundabout JA.
We help you get there.
Are you a small business owner? You work hard and you want to build your business to earn more? Well, the Development Bank of Jamaica will help you with the money you need to get there. With a business loan or a partial loan guarantee, contact your financial institution and ask how.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
The Ministry of Health has increased active surveillance and continues to implement heightened vector control activities to curb the spread of the Zika and dengue viruses. And charity organizations such as Food for the Poor Jamaica have joined in the efforts. As such, the organization recently donated 6,000 bottles of paracetamol tablets and 19 portable mosquito fogging machines, valued at $5.7 million to the ministry to aid island-wide efforts.
Pharmaceuticals are a big item in health, and we are fully aware of the importance of having adequate supplies to meet the demand. Paracetamol is used as one of the main symptomatic treatment interventions for not only the Zika virus, but chikungunya and dengue, as well as influenza.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry, Dr. Kevin Harvey, addressing the recent handing over ceremony. He further informed that there have been 9 confirmed cases of the H1N1 virus in Jamaica so far. He says persons should be extra careful and ensure all precautionary measures are observed, including proper hand washing and cough etiquette. Symptoms of the H1N1 virus are similar to influenza and may include sneezing, coughing, runny and stuffy nose, fatigue and headaches. Under Vision 2030, Jamaican citizens, including the vulnerable, will be given a fair chance to improve their quality of life. As the country develops, welfare and other forms of assistance will be used to aid persons who have lost their source of income. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. And here's our Reggae Month trivia question. This Rasta reggae singer-musician was known for his diverse, emotive lyrics as well as his smooth voice. During the early 1990s, he was hailed as a rising star until his career ended abruptly with his death in 1994 while attempting to save his mother from her burning house. During his career, he recorded timeless classics like Place in Your Heart, Bless Me, and Kingly Character. Do you know who it is? Find out when we return.
Government suppliers, the government has heard your cries.
Public procurement is getting faster, easier, more efficient.
Trained and certified procurement specialists across the public service.
Quicker responses to queries and complaints.
And best of all, it's going electronic. Get tender notifications via email.
Complete the process in your home or office.
Public procurement reform in action. Call the Ministry of Finance and Planning at 932-5220 or visit gojep.gov.jm for details.
The answer to today's Reggae Month trivia question is Garnet Silk. Look out for more fun facts on your favorite local music icons for the month of February. On our community notice board, voting is now open for the National Environment and Planning Agency's World Wetlands Day Photo Competition. Check out the entries on NEPA's Facebook and Instagram pages and vote for your favorite by liking the snapshot. Voting ends February 28, so start clicking. Visit nepa.gov.jm for more details. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvero. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.